A clerk was killed over a bottle of water. It seemed like death, or rather life, has become so devalued to where it's not even a thing anymore. They'll kill you over a bottle of water. At least they used to kill you over a pair of shoes.
A family is mourning the loss of a husband and father of three children who was shot during an armed robbery of a convenience store near the Dallas Zoo. Police say the shooter was a 29-year-old woman. Fox 4's Lori Brown live in Dallas. Lori.
Clarice, an employee at the Chevron gas station, got tears in her eyes when I asked about Eniath Saeed. She told me that he had worked there for 6 years.
Dallas police say Eniath Saeed was 52 years old. In a GoFundMe post written while he was still alive, his son wrote, "My father was the sole earner in my family, which includes my mom and my two younger siblings, who are 5 and 13 years old. My family is..."
Hey, it hit different when it's the leader of the family and it's the only person that's bringing in resources.
"Facing extreme financial challenges now and are in desperate need of help. A customer of the Chevron Deli Mart on South Marcellus Avenue was saddened to learn that Saeed did not survive."
"He's a very good guy. He was all about his job. He was very serious about his job. There was no really complaints about him. He looked out for everybody if you needed help."
The Dallas Police Department charged 29-year-old Aaliyah Horn with capital murder. DPD says they got the call about the shooting at around 5:45 a.m. July 8th. According to the arrest affidavit, surveillance video shows the shooter placing a water bottle on the counter in front of the cashier, Saeed. There's an argument. The shooter draws a handgun, aims it, and fires a shot into Saeed's neck. The affidavit says Horn then grabs her water bottle and leaves the store on foot. That's when another employee followed the shooter southbound on Interstate 35 to 12th Street. Arresting officers arrived and began searching. The affidavit says an officer observed a bamboo tree fall and looked in the direction of the trees when he saw Horn matching the description. She then decided to run from the arresting officers, but they could still hear rustling in the tree line. They saw her exiting a backyard fence and placed her in custody. Officers found a black 9mm handgun on top of a fence post. It was loaded with a round in the chamber and 10 rounds in the magazine.
Yo, listen. It used to be a thing where men inherently were a lot more cautious about dealing with other men and how it is that we engage each other. And we always extended a level of respect, even if we didn't necessarily agree with you. We extended a level of respect because we understood that the threat from a man is the threat from a man. Yeah, you might beat him, but you definitely might get wounded in the process. You might beat him or you might lose, but, you know, in a general sense, you know, anybody can get it. Now, I'm in a space personally to where I think that is just as harmful, and threats from a woman is even worse. I believe that is much, much more likely for you to die over a woman than you are to die, or to die at the hands of a woman than to die at the hands of a man. We automatically extend a level of grace and respect to other men just by default because we understand the threat that's there. I think that the fact that we are not suspecting, and that it seems as though today, going forward in 2024 and going forward, is much more likely for a woman to just get emotional and then take your life, and that's the end of your existence. Now your family don't have anything to depend on. 5 and 13 years old, wife, 2 children. And now they face an absolute possible, like just absolute the worst circumstance ever, because nobody had any regard for human life. It's crazy.
Turns out Horn was already wanted for a shooting 3 days earlier on July 5th. The affidavit from that case says she knocked on the door of a home on Alameda Drive. Suspect Horn pointed a handgun at the face of complainant and pulled the trigger. Jesus. The firearm jammed and did not fire. She then tried.
And the only reason that the other person is still alive is because the gun jammed. Did y'all hear what they just said? Hold on. Suspect Horn pointed a handgun at the face of the complainant and pulled the trigger, the firearm jammed, and didn't fire. Now, how is this chick not already arrested? I don't trust nobody no more. Woman, child, man, granddaddy, grandmama. I don't trust nobody no more. Anybody could probably give it to you.
Complainant and pulled the trigger. The firearm jammed and did not fire. She then tried again. This time the weapon fired and complainant was struck in the right arm near the elbow. The victim survived and told police Horn dropped possible drugs on the ground. Police recovered K2 synthetic marijuana from the scene. It is unclear from the affidavits what steps police took to find Horn before Saeed was killed.
Somebody that it was innocent that died for a non-cause, you know?
Yeah, he was just...
Be careful, man. Anybody can give you a problem. Anybody can take your life, and don't put nothing past nobody. I just don't trust nobody nowadays. My trust level is at hell. My trust level is under the ground at this point. In addition to that, a South Florida developer decided to kill himself while his home was being raided by the FBI. Check it out.
And a well-known Miami developer found dead at his Coco Plum home. A law enforcement source confirms to us prominent home builder Sergio Pino shot himself when FBI agents were about to arrest him.
Pino was accused of being involved in a murder-for-hire plot against his wife during a nasty divorce. CBS.
What did I say? What did I say? Look, you can go through life, you can try to figure it out, you can go through the ups and downs, survive the hood, everything, and guess what? The end of your existence is going to be over the fact that you tried to kill your chick over a nasty divorce. I wasn't expecting this. I thought that they was going to say that he was getting caught up in fraud or something like that.
News Miami's Yvonne Taylor joins us live right now from Coral Gables, where one of the raids took place this morning. Yvonne?
He was so pissed he tried to get his wife killed.
And this
killed.
Is where it all happened, Elliot and Lauren. Federal agents came here to arrest 67-year-old Sergio Pino, but the prominent developer never made it out in handcuffs. Sergio Pino's body was pulled out of his house under a black tarp Tuesday before noon. FBI agents said he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. They found his body in an upstairs bedroom of this house.
This is unfortunately a stain on our community.
It was a scene that left this Coco Plum neighborhood in total shock. It began at 6 a.m. when the FBI SWAT team arrived at the house at Isla Dorada Boulevard to execute an arrest operation related to a murder-for-hire investigation that began in fall of 2023.
But it is quite a disruption and a sad day.
Oh, she came stylish. She said, I'm going to bring my glasses on.
Everybody.
The bizarre standoff lasted hours with agents firing off numerous flashbangs and calling over loudspeakers for Pino to come out. That went out until almost 11 a.m. when agents finally made entry into the house itself. Sergio Pino was in the middle of a contentious divorce proceeding. Tatiana Pino, his wife of more than 30 years, accused him of making threats. In this surveillance video, a rental truck driver deliberately smashed into Tatiana's vehicle. Her attorney said she was getting ready to head to a court hearing. Federal agents arrested four men, including Byron Bennett, Jaron Howard, Edner Etienne, and Michael Dolfo.
He hired the scum of the earth, didn't he? He hired the scum of the earth. He said, I'm going to pay y'all a little bit to do a lot of it, and then didn't know that they was going to go ahead and snitch on him and say, yeah, man, he tried to hire me in order to kill his wife. You're going through a divorce proceeding, somehow your wife is going to come up missing, and you don't think that they're going to look at you funny. When you get into your emotions and you stop thinking logically, when you get into your emotions, you wind up doing something that ultimately is going to lead to your demise. I keep telling people all this all the time. People can be like absolutely focused on some of the most craziest things in the world, but then when they get into an emotional state and the person that's next to them is ultimately the one that's going to be a, you know, take them out, then they lose all their faculties and they start doing stuff that they're not supposed to do.
Another arrest occurred early Tuesday morning at this Cutler Bay house.
There were three loud bangs.
Lily Shen told me neighbors woke up to all this activity at 6 a.m. It was the same time Pino's house was being raided. Neighbors identified the man as 42-year-old Fausto Villar.
The family started coming out very peacefully. They all came in, surrendered. Please. Fausto Villar was handcuffed and he was put in a police vehicle. The wife was kept for questioning.
The FBI confirmed Villar's arrest at his house without mentioning his name or any direct link to Sergio Pino.
They've been here for 7 months, 8 months.
Villar's neighbors were shocked by the way he was removed from his house. Meanwhile, Sergio Pino's attorney sent a statement confirming his client took his own life and The level of law enforcement activity was unprecedented and unnecessary, especially since we had offered to surrender him. Today's event marked a tragic ending to an investigation we were confident we could successfully defend. There were rumors and allegations, but what was lacking was evidence.
And we also reach out to Tatiana Pino's lawyer, Raymond Raful, for comments. He responded by saying, under the circumstances, we are not making any comments at this time.
Listen, bro, y'all telling me that the gender war ain't real is very, very real. And then last but not least, the woman that wound up taking the life of the church's chicken employee over a missed order, and then the lady walked outside, and then she wound up killing her that had the purple hair, she appeared in court.
New and disturbing information has emerged following the fatal shooting of a fast food worker while she was on the job. Tonight, Monica Williams is in custody and charged with first-degree murder a week after the deadly attack. WRG's Jerita Patterson has more on what happened when Williams faced a judge this morning for the first time.
Monica Williams, who at times looked to be hiding from our camera, was in court after police alleged she was hiding from law enforcement for a week. The 45-year-old faced a judge Tuesday, charged with shooting and killing Anitra West while she was on the job at this church's chicken in Orange Mound. This makeshift memorial stands as a reminder of what happened to Miss West. In this two-page affidavit, investigators describe Williams and the victim arguing as Williams went around the drive-thru. We have since learned a female passenger and her 10-year-old son were inside the SUV, captured on surveillance video. After the argument, police say Williams took the mother and son to their Dietrich Avenue home before traveling the half mile back to the restaurant where she found the victim outside on the phone. A woman on the other end told investigators she heard someone scream, "I will kill you." Detectives allege Williams made good on that.
Wasn't none of that her here.
Brett shooting West in the head. Police say Williams later.
Women are heartless. Honest to God, like, I thought that men were crazy. But you know how they say behind every good man is a good woman? Behind every crazy woman is a crazier mother. Good God. Jesus Christ. Y'all just walking up and just, and so, like, when I hear stories like this, I'll be thinking to myself, it can't be the first time. This cannot be the first time that these people doing this type of stuff, bro.
Parked her SUV back at the Dietrich Avenue home. We went to the house only to have the door closed as we were heading up to the front door. Back here in court after a 1 minute arraignment, Williams was headed back to lockup. Yet another unexpected development in a story that's already seen several twists and turns, and that is, according to the judge, Monica Williams' attorney was not available today, so she has been ordered back to court tomorrow. We'll certainly keep you updated. Reporting for your news leader in downtown Memphis, Jerita Patterson, WREG News Channel 3.
I see most of the stories that come across my desk now of what's happening in murder or murder for hire or some murder plot, it either got to do with a woman or some woman that's perpetuating a crime. And I don't know if it's in y'all food. I don't know if it's because y'all starting to get more stressed because y'all been working a lot harder. But y'all got to calm down, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, that's your quickets.